is something we love to celebrate here at BBC Radio Suffolk. Oh, we love it.
Oh, ecstatic. Absolutely fantastic. We just finished literally 5 or 10 minutes ago. And I'm holding the medal in my hand, and it's just absolutely amazing.
That was Suffolk's Nikki Hunt speaking to me just moments after being presented with the first of her 2 gold medals at the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. The archer trains with the Deben Archery Club when she's at home in Ipswich. We wondered whether her success would see more people looking to take up the sport. So we sent Luke Deal along to find out. Looking the part this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. I wish I had the horse to go with it, but I'm something glad I haven't got the green tights that Robin wore those years ago.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. I gave them back to Foz many months ago. Anyway, Mark, good morning to you. I'm on the outskirts of Ipswich. We're at Trinity Park, as you say, and in a lovely autumnal morning, I'm standing in the middle of a field with Michael Piatt, who is, of course, Nikki's coach, and you must be absolutely over the moon with her success.
Absolutely speechless. It is absolutely amazing. It's been 4 years of hard slog sometimes, and it's great that it absolutely paid off with everything she could get. She was in for 2 medals and she won gold in both. It's just fantastic. A dream come true.
Just how much hard work has it been?
It's just the time, so many week in, week out of leaving work, going straight to the archery club, shooting for like 3.5 hours, then going home having tea at like 9, 9:30 at night, then having to do equipment. It's just the week in, week out. It's not like you just have to focus for a month. It's been pretty intense for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's paid off.
What went through your mind when you were watching her on the box on the road to success?
Oh, it's exciting. It's scary. And it's just sitting there thinking, come on, just put it in the middle. You know what you're doing. And so often with Nikki, you can tell when she shoots, as soon as she's shot, she either gives a smile and a nod, or there's not. So every time she nods, you're like, yeah, it's going to be in the middle. It's going to be in the middle. And because she knows as soon as it goes off where it's going. And it's exciting.
So how easy is it then to pick up archery?
To start is really easy. To win a Commonwealth gold medal, that's really hard. But to start, there's 3 clubs in the Ipswich. There's also 3 schools that do archery. And typically speaking, you can do a beginner's course for 6 hours of tuition for about £60. Then after that, most clubs are about £10 a month. So it's not an expensive sport. You can certainly spend a couple of £1,000 on equipment if you want, or you can just borrow the club equipment and shoot more or less pretty cheaply. And it's a good, great family sport as well. Anything from 6. Our oldest club member is 86, so we've got a good range of members.
Just briefly tell us about the bows, because you've got a wooden one, which I tried a few moments ago, but the one you've got, well, Robin Hood would love your bow. Just tell us about that, because it's high-tech technology by the looks of it.
Robin would have liked it. They would have given Robin a nice little advantage. It's basically the handle is made out of machined aluminium, and then the limbs, which are the bits on the end that actually bend and do the work, they're made of carbon fiberglass and foam, and they're just it's cutting-edge stuff, and that's the type of equipment you've got to use if you want to get every point available to you.
Okay, well, you've kitted me out with the pads and everything, so let's have a quick go before we have a brief chat with Steve Davis, who's the club secretary here. And let me give you the microphone, Michael.
So absolutely.
You're going to pick up the bow now for me. I've got the little finger pads on.
So we just clip the arrow on and sit it on the rest. We've got the bow in the left hand. So if you put your right hand on, 1 finger above, 2 below, and just pull the bow back.
Pulling the bow back.
Put the sight, aim a little bit lower, a little bit lower. That looks good. And then just release. Oh, good, we got it on the target.
We're on the target.
Obviously, with this being radio, I could say it's in the gold.
It's nowhere near the gold. It's on the outer ring.
You don't have to say that.
I like to be truthful. Right, let's try that once.
Okay, let's go for another one. Let's see if we can go for the gold this time.
I can hear Robin Hood in the background. If I'd had a horse, I might have been more successful.
Okay, aim a little bit lower. A little bit lower. Okay, and then release. Okay, that's a lot closer. You're getting there.
That's in the blue. How many points would I have got for that?
You would have got a 6 and a 1 there.
A 6 and a 1?
6 and a 1. I think Nikki only scored 10s and 9s, so I think you've got a little bit of work to do.
Let's bring in the club secretary, Steve Davis. I mean, are you hoping, following the success in Delhi, that more and more people are going to pick up the bow and get involved with this sport?
Yeah, we're hoping so. I mean, with that and with the Robin Hood show we just did, we're hoping we'll get a few more people involved. We want to grow our club and we want to get people into the sport. I think she's already... a bit of an inspiration. When we were at the Archery World Cup the other week, she was signing signatures and kids were running up and they were really excited to see her and the other GB squad members. So I think she is an inspiration. We even got one member that said they only came to us because they knew that Nikki's shot here, you know, and they'd heard of her and they wanted to sort of, you know, they wanted the greatness to rub off, I think.
And what about when it's raining? Because we're in this open field at the moment at Trinity Park. Fantastic setting for archery. But when the heavens open, where'd you go?
Well, we'd Deben rent a hall for the winter for us to do our winter training, which is sort of 20 metres. But I've been out here with Nikki and it's been raining, it's been pouring. We've been sitting in our cars and she's still been standing out of the field practising. She had to get her arrows in. So it's an all-weather sport, but when it's raining, we generally tend to go indoors during the winter.
OK, and as I said to Michael, you must be really proud of her.
We are really proud, yeah. I mean, we've made a nice little poster for our Robin Hood show. We all stood round, we've all signed it. We're very proud. It's nice to have a Commonwealth double gold medalist.
So how can people find out more about your club?
We've got a website, which is www.deben-archery.org.uk, and all the information's on there, including our beginner's course that's starting very soon.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed, Steve. And Michael, thank you to you. With that, Mark, back to you. I'm going to stay here for another couple of hours and shoot a few more arrows.
I just want you to roll your trouser leg up and just... I'm convinced you've got those green tights on under those.
I have not. Look, Michael, have I got green tights on under my jeans?
No,
look, there you go.
Not
no.
Well, I thought it was just a cold morning. Foss. That's all. Just thought it was a cold morning. Is there something you think you'd take up then?
Well, I have tried it a few times on holiday and I really enjoy it. I think it's a great sport. It's a relaxing sport. And, you know, my first arrow I shot was the top of the ring on the board. Now I'm in the blue and the determination there to get into the yellow is something you work towards. And it's absolutely fantastic.
You'll be there sometime then, clearly.
Yeah.
We'll see you this
absolutely.
Afternoon.
All right then, bye.
Thank you very much. Deals on Wheels out and about with Nikki Hunt's Deben Archery Club. Nikki with those two gold medals at the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. And that is going to get a lot of people interested in archery. There's no doubt about that, as you heard. It's 7:30. So who won the conundrum this morning? Well, hello to Ferret in Elmswell, Teresa in Melford, Sue in Thetford, Mrs. P and M and Ben from Brettenham. Hello. Chuffer gets it right on the text as well today. And in Ballingdon. And lots of people texting in today that remember House Party. Not the Knowles version.
No, sorry,
Claire,
sorry about that, House, Rainer's Claire Rainer House Party fans.
Version. Lots of people contacting us about that. I'll mention a little bit more about House Party in the next half an hour of the programme. Today's winner is Angela from Boxford. Now, she can't speak now. She's going out.